Hello and welcome to the 8th episode of Dax's Network Talk podcast. I'm your host, Charlotte Goldstone. For the last few episodes, we have really dug deep into the inner workings of Dax's strategy and network across different regions and topics. So for this episode, we are going to be taking a slightly different approach. We are going to be looking beyond the boundaries of company and business to learn more about a very special social and entrepreneurial project Dax is supporting in Zambia, together with Environment Africa, a local partner of the children's rights organization Ter de Homme. Trash for Cash is a startup waste processing company founded by 7 Zambian youths, establishing a value chain for recyclable waste in their hometown of Livingston. They have now become successful entrepreneurs. So with support of the city of Livingstone, they opened their own recycling hub in 2023 and are currently even operating their first truck, co-founded by UNIDO. Not only did they create jobs and a future for themselves, but they also created income for their community. And this all came as a result of an exchange program involving youths from a social project in Livingstone, Zambia, and DAXA apprentices from Germany back in 2018. So what better people to speak about this than my guests for this episode? And yes, you heard that right, guests plural. I am joined by the speaker of the youths who founded Trash for Cash, Levi Muana, and Christoph Meyer, a project manager at DAXA, who actually participated in a second youth exchange project in Zambia. So I'm really looking forward to hearing what Levi and Christoph have to say about this and their personal experiences of Trash for Cash. So let's get straight into the episode. Hello, Levi and Christoph. Thank you both so much for joining me today. I'm really excited to be chatting to you both.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
Hey, Charlotte. Good to see you. Looking forward to this recording today.
Me too. So would you both mind introducing yourself to our audience? We will start with you, Levi.
That's a very good question, because I sometimes do a lot of things, so it's hard to pin down my description of what I do. But for our dear audience, I would say my name is Levi Muana. I come from Livingstone, Zambia. I'm an environmentalist, a student, a youth advocate for social justice, and I am a director, because now our initiative, Kwatu Trash for Cash, is a registered company business. So I'm a director at Kwatu Trash for Cash, and I work as an aggregator as well as a marketing personnel.
Well, it sounds like you're really busy, so I appreciate your time for the next 20 minutes. And Christoph, are you able to please introduce yourself?
Of course. So greetings to all our listeners. My name is Christoph Meyer. I'm 10 years with the company. Did some stops within the company, my bachelor's, my master's degree. And now I'm working as a project manager at Road Logistics. And I'm focused on integrating our partners at the moment in post-merger integration. So exciting times at the moment, and happy that we still find the time to do this interview today.
Yeah, definitely. It sounds like you're very busy as well. So we will get straight into the episode. As we know, today we are going to be exploring Trash for Cash and hearing all about the wonderful things that it has created. Levi, I'd like to start with a question for you. I did give a brief introduction at the start of the episode, but I think it would be much better coming from you as a founding member. So can you please introduce how Trash for Cash works and how it started?
It's always exciting for me whenever that question gets to ask, because I am very, very much interested in the story as well in every time I get to tell it. So Kwatu Trash for Cash started in 2018 and 2019, where there was an exchange project between the youths of Environment Africa Zambia and the young people from DAXA Logistics. So the exchange was basically focused around the SDGs. And during the exchange, the young people from Zambia got to travel to Germany, and young people from Germany got to travel to Zambia. And so during this exchange, the idea was just to share ideas about the sustainable development goals, at the same time sharing cultural exchanges, see how things and cultural societies behave and do things in Germany as well as in Zambia. So during the exchange, we're divided into smaller groups. And then there was this group that mainly focused on SDG number 11. So when the young people from Zambia got the chance to travel to Germany, we're quite impressed with how waste management, just the systems, you know, about how Germany handles its worst. And it was quite impressive. A background is that we are coming from Livingstone, which is the tourist capital of Zambia. Of course, we have got 8 wonders in the world, and Livingstone hosts one of them, which is the mighty Victoria Falls. So we get a lot of tourists on a daily basis. So because of that, we get to have a lot of waste that is produced within the city. So as young people, our background also is that we get to advocate for environmental sustainability and just having a cleaner environment. So when young people saw how Germany manages its waste, it was really, really impressive. And we thought we can try to advocate and set up systems back home as well when we go back. So fast forward, we get back to Livingstone. We begin to expand the idea. And of course, this time we are focusing on SDG number 11 and SDG number 13, which is creating sustainable communities and nations, and SDG number 13, which is climate action. So when we get back, we begin now to brainstorm on the idea, of course, with guidance and support from Environment Africa throughout the way. And so at the end of the day, we ended up on the idea of Trash for Cash, wondering how could it be if we can manage waste within our city, promoting environmental sustainability, but at the same time, if it can be or have an entrepreneurial aspect to it. So this is how Trash for Cash was started. And then after that, we got to conduct a feasibility study to just see how best, if this is possible, if this is viable for us to go on with this idea at this large scale, especially considering the economic and entrepreneurship aspect of it. And then when the feasibility study was conducted, the statistics were quite encouraging and staggering. Would you imagine that the feasibility study was conducted in 2022 and it was showing that Livingstone produces over 90 tons of solid waste on a daily basis, which is quite bad for the environment, already showing that there's intention, but at the same time, it was showing that there is need. It's possible for us to make money out of it. So that's how Trash for Cash came about. So at the start of it, we were the 12 of us as young people, as we refer to ourselves as aggregators, because we are executive directors doing both the on-ground and, you know, the technical side of the business. So yeah, so we started the 12 of us, and ever since on, we've been going on. It's been a journey, a learning process, I would say.
I mean, that is incredible that this was started by just 12 people as part of this exchange. I mean, you touched on a few of them there, this climate protection and this benefit for your community. But I mean, there are countless benefits. There are so many different categories across all the different benefits. But can you outline the main ones that you've seen from Trash for Cash?
I think, like I said earlier, I would start with the climate aspect. It's about environmental sustainability and climate action. The second one is that it's also about youth participation and youth engagement. The initiative is now a registered business, and the young people that started this initiative, directors for the company. So already you can see it's youth participation at its maximum. We are the lead. We are the one implementing. We are the one in charge of the project. It also speaks to empowerment. Empowering us, the young people, when you are Trash for Cash, you are working and you're getting a living out of it. And then also we are empowering our communities that we come from. We get to, you know, engage with women, with youths, and of course with the issues of unemployment, which is a global issue, but also subjective to Zambia as well. We get to provide that opportunity for mothers, for, you know, young people within our communities to have an incentive. Because the idea of Quadri Trash for Cash is that you collect waste, you separate it, and then we come and buy from you. And you don't need so much. You don't need a capital in order for you to engage in such kind of an activity. So yeah, the environmental sustainability and protection, youth engagement, youth participation, as well as the empowerment both for the youths and the communities that we work in. There are quite marvelous stories that I can go on to tell about how the incentives that people within our communities using in order for them to just, you know, empower themselves, even as they take part in waste collection, cleaning the environment, but making some money at the end of it as well.
I mean, that's incredible. So many different benefits. And that young people aspect is definitely something that I want to come back to later. But Christoph, I'm coming over to you now because you actually participated in a second, more recent youth exchange project while you were still studying. And you had the opportunity to visit Zambia and see Trash for Cash in action. So can you talk us through your experience in Livingstone and what you did while you were there?
Yeah, sure thing. I don't even really know where to start, but I mean, after they'd been to Germany in April 2024, and it's been 3 weeks of intercultural exchange, we visited all the different recycling hubs around the area, the Allgäu area, but also did some teamwork exercises. And they've been trying to explain to us their business model. How does Trash for Cash work? What they do on their daily basis? And to be honest, back in the days, it was just rough ideas in our heads. But where it really started clicking was then in August 2024, when we've been to Livingston, when we took the journey to South Africa and had the chance to be 3 weeks in Zambia with our friends from Trash for Cash. So I would like to focus on three main topics I would like to share some insights about, which really stick to me until today. And these are the topics of the Trash for Cash Hub, so the work in the recycling hub, the community work we did, and the workshops we did. And starting with the Trash for Cash Hub, which is quite impressive when you think about it, out of nowhere you start growing this business where there is a clear need for it. But to see the conditions where our friends had to work, and also to see the obstacles they've been given back in the days, just to give our listeners a little bit of background, Zambia is basically powered by water energy. And we've been there in the dry season. So the Kariba Dam, which produces most of electricity, there was just no water. And no water means no electricity. And in order to make such a Trash for Cash recycling hub running, you need the machines, like the baler or electricity. And this was just not possible to use the baler back in the days, just for 2 or 3 hours. And these time slots could be during the night as well. So we faced some severe challenges, which made us just realize in the moment that it's not just people trying to work, but also trying to navigate around all these challenges. And this is for me one of the biggest lessons learned. So that was impressive to see. And also a big lesson that you will always find a way around these obstacles. What then was really impressive to all of us was going into the communities. Because as you can imagine, these aggregators bring all their trash to the hub, then it's sorted, weighed, and then they get the cash for it. Trash for Cash, as the name says. But if you think about it, Zambia or Livingston is way bigger than just the area around the recycling hub. So we've been also using the communities a bit further from the recycling hub. Of course, they've also been recycling trash. So, and we've been going into the communities and to these aggregators with our truck and trying to collect all this waste and bring it back to the hub. And to be able to see the way the communities work, to interact with the local people, with the children, but also with all these aggregators, was really one of the cornerstones for my understanding how the business model Trash for Cash works. So all these people are exposed to the pollution and they try to make the best out of it by collecting it and making a living out of it, really. And to see them, how they interact in the communities and to talk with them, because English was really easy to talk to them in English. So therefore, it was good to see. And also to go to the schools, to the universities, to the youth clubs and speak with them how our European mindset maybe works on the topic of recycling, and to always repeat the slogan from Trash for Cash, which is reduce, reuse, recycle, and to give this message already on a primary school level, but also on a university level, to spread this message was really cool to see in the communities. So coming to the third pillar, which is the workshops, and which this was really also such an important part of the project, because we had to combine our lessons learned from the project, what we've seen, and how we can bring Trash for Cash forward. And in these workshops, we try to see how we can really, really help Trash for Cash to move forward with some marketing ideas, some process optimizations, but also, and this is really cool to see it nowadays in action, the solar panels, because we thought, how can we tackle this problem of electricity? And then in combination or together with our colleagues from SEC, we've been able to fund the solar panels, which are today in use, and give our colleagues in Zambia in the recycling hub the chance to use the machines also if there's low shedding. So this workshop have been such a crucial part of the exchange as well.
It just sounds like such a wonderful experience. And I'm sure you had lots and lots of fun while you were there over in Zambia as well. But you also did some quite intensive work by the sounds of it. And this exchange point of seeing in other regions processes, but also being able to share your European view on it, is a really important aspect of the project. And as you kind of went over there, it's such a great learning opportunity for both parties. But on a more personal aspect, what lessons did you learn while you were over there? What did you take away with you?
I mean, to elaborate a little bit more on it, I think a good core message is no matter how big the obstacle is, you will always find a way around it. And this is really putting into practice in Livingston. So I was so impressed to see with the circumstances given that their spirit is pretty set on the goal to make this Trash for Cash project running and to start at a more fundamental way, which is educating the youth to bring this message to the families. And they're all struggling and everybody is struggling with their own challenges. But to see these obstacles and find a way around it is really which sticks with me. What also comes to my mind from this question is the fact that we've been able, when we visited, for example, the city council in Livingston, but also we've been to Lusaka, to the capital city, to talk to the German embassy in the capital, Lusaka, because I think for such a project, the awareness is so important. Everybody would agree that it's important to do something about climate change and to take action, but what really needs to be done is to create this awareness. And so we've been happy to have a delegation represented from Germany in combination with an Environment Africa and Terre des Hommes to be able to speak to the German embassy, to speak to the city council and create this awareness for this project.
Yeah, it's so important. And something that you said right at the beginning of this podcast was that this idea seemingly it was built out of nowhere from the ground up by young people, which is something that Levy was speaking about as well. And I find it really incredible that this has all been created by the younger demographic. And the logistics industry, as most of us know, is traditionally dominated by the older generation. And there's now such a focus on attracting new talent to this sector. So I just think it's amazing to see young people actually leading this project and with such a passion. So Levy, how has it been working with peers? And how important do you think it is that this is led by young people?
That's quite an interesting question. If you just look at the statistics or the demography at large, you know, Africa is a young population. We have got over 60% of Africa's population being young people. Zambia's population as well, over 70% of our population are the youth. So if we're really going to take any action, not just Trash for Cash, but in action, then we should also consider how much of participation young people should be involved, because they are the future. They are the, you know, most shareholder of whatever decision that you're going to make. So as Trash for Cash, firstly, I would like to say a huge thank you to Environment Africa for throughout being more of a consultant and letting the young people take the center stage. We go back to Environment Africa for financial guidance, for strategy, for all of this type, but they let the young people initiate the conversation. They let the young people take the lead in whatsoever that we are doing. So young people, or working with young people, it's something that I would say it's quite interesting. Yes, like the name suggests, we are young. Yeah, it's a roller coaster. It's a learning process. You know, business, as we all know, it's not easy. It's easy to do these other things, but business, it needs certain traits that you need to have as an individual in order for you to succeed. But more than that, we are now a collective, a group of 12 at the start, and now we are 7. And we have to, you know, be on the same page all the time in order for us to work this out. So it's been a wonderful experience, a lot of learning that has been happening. And what I appreciate is we equally take deliberate steps to see how best can we improve as a team, because teamwork or our network is the core of Kwatu Trash for Cash. Our commitment, how we relate with each other, determines the success of Trash for Cash. So it's something that we've really been deliberate about. So we get to have term-to-term team bonding activities where we say, maybe this weekend, can we go out? If we have an argument, can we find a way of talking things through, you know, so that we can be on the same page if we are to be at the success of this company. At the same time, it's a bit tough because sometimes you are required to make tough decisions. It's good that we are all, you know, putting the interest of Trash for Cash above personal interest. And sometimes we have to make tough decisions where not everyone might agree with it, but we value it on the contrast of how does this benefit our project, how does this benefit our business, and of course the communities that we work with. And These strategies are cross-cutting. Like Christophe earlier mentioned, we get to work with the communities, and majority of the community is the youth, you know, and women. We get to work with the schools, young people, you know, and so the dynamics of it is it's really, really interesting, and couldn't wish to be part of anything like this. It's really, really been a great journey, I might say.
Yeah, it's so inspiring. Christophe, you obviously went on this exchange with a group of your peers as well, who are all younger people. What would you say is the main benefit of doing an exchange like this for younger people starting out in logistics? And how were you supported by DAXA during this to then move into your full career with them?
I really have to repeat myself on it, because this is the thing that stick with me the most, is that you really just understand how life works in the global south, or in different parts of the world, if you experience it, if you go there, if you talk to the people and put yourself in their perspective. And this is what we did for 3 weeks, but also in the month afterwards, just exchanging, keeping in touch, which social media really makes easier these days for sure. And we wouldn't be in such good contact with Levi and if social media wasn't there. So I'm happy we could make this happen over 1 year now. And that's why this is maybe the core message again, to say you really have to go in these countries and experience, talk to the people, and try to put yourself in their perspective. What I really appreciate from DAXA is that they give young people the chance for this cultural exchange. This is not taken for granted, and it means a lot to us. They've been able to have this experience done, the travels, but also the workshops, the intercultural perspective to it. So that's pretty cool, I would say, that DAXA gives this opportunity to young people.
It's great that you two managed to stay in contact. As you said, the power of social media. I think you were telling me before this podcast that you did the exchange in 2024. So you stayed in contact for the 2 years between then. How does it feel to follow the development of Trash for Cash from afar?
I'm a fan since day one, and I'm supporting from Germany, but not only like supporting and giving my support via messages. I'm really try to be like an ambassador as well, and try to bring this message and spread it, not with only family and friends, but also here on a corporate level. Therefore, I was able to speak last year at the DAXA Climate Protection Day in a panel with Ter de Somme and our CEO Burkhard Ehling, just to make sure we keep this topic up to date, because just because the youth exchange is over doesn't mean the project has ended. Just some weeks ago, we had here at our DAXA Network Campus, we had this big event about corporate responsibility and how the partnership with Ter de Somme has really brought up projects like these. I would say Trash for Cash is a perfect example how corporate citizenship can work, how this participative approach really brings success. And therefore, I was happy to also represent Trash for Cash at this event just some weeks ago here at the DAXA Network Campus.
That's great. Levi, what are the topics that you still talk about or exchange views on when you keep in touch with other people who completed the exchange?
It's funny, because I think through the process we equally managed to develop a bit of personal relationships, if you ask me. Yeah, I guess to check on Christophe, how his study is doing, is he equally gets to ask me all the same. But at the end of the day, we just get to also ask about how our projects are doing, how Trash for Cash is doing, and also how is faring with the initiative that they've started at DAX as well. And I think we get to share updates on these things, particularly more like Christophe said. It's interesting, and it's really humbling to know how the people that we are all as part of this exchange are personalizing it, and how much invested they are in this as well. Like Christophe mentioned, you go into meetings and still mention about Trash for Cash, you know, thousand and thousand kilometers away in Livingstone, and it's still being talked about in Germany. So yeah, I think we get to talk about these things. Most importantly as well, we get to talk about football. Yes, Christophe?
Exactly. Congratulations. You won the Clásico, because Levi is a Barcelona fan. I myself a Real Madrid fan, but this doesn't mean we're friends. So I think that's a good thing we like to talk about as well.
Oh, well, that's another benefit you can add to the long list of benefits that you were talking about at the beginning, is these lasting friendships. I think that's incredible. I can't quite get involved on the football chat. I don't really follow that, but it sounds like you two have a lot of fun still. Finally, I want to look to the future, Levi. What are the main priorities for Trash for Cash going forward? What is next?
I would say what, so over the past 3 years, what we're able to achieve is just the beginning. Firstly, as Trash for Cash, we would like to expand our horizon. I think like Christoph was mentioning earlier, we would like to extend our cash geography area. We want to extend to other provinces as well as just other cities within Kingston, because Trash for Cash is more than just an initiative. It's a model, you know. Waste is a really big issue here in Zambia, and I'm sure this model can be duplicated in almost everywhere around Zambia as long as the waste or plastic problem still is there. So the expansion of our geography is still there. And then secondly, we are continuing to build on synergies of how best we can improve our business / our project. Of course, we've had continued support from DAXA Logistics, Teleges Homes Germany, as well as ZAC. But also at the local level, we are extending our synergies hand, so to say, with the Livingstone City Council. And of course, just recently, we had the Livingstone City Council had some machinery given to them by the United Nations Development Programme, which is UNDP. And they were looking for a partner that they can collaborate to be using that machinery. And it so happens, because of our synergy that we've built over the past years with the Livingstone City Council, we're able to be, recognized and given that as Trash for Cash. It's about also improving, because at the same time, we are collecting waste, mobilizing it, storing it perfectly well, and then we are transferring it to Lusaka, over 400 kilometers away from Livingstone, where it gets to be recycled. And then in that space, we have a lot of cities, over 10 cities before you get to Lusaka. And then we feel if we can expand our business where we can now begin to recycle on site as Trash for Cash, I think that would be a good thing, good for the business, but also it would mean that we'll have a lot of market within the whole southern province before we get to Lusaka. Yeah, and of course, we want to present T4C, like I said earlier, more than just an initiative, but as a model that wherever you are around the world, if you have issues that are pertaining to plastic or waste, so to say, you can transform that into an initiative that both protects the environment and make money at the same time. So these are our next steps. This is the trajectory or the direction of Trash for Cash that we are looking forward to do in the next few years or so.
Environmental protection is such an important topic right now, and one that we do speak about on this podcast quite a lot. I mean, Levy, it sounds like you've got a very, very exciting few years ahead of you, and probably very busy as well, doing this alongside your studies. But I will definitely be watching the journey from afar, and I'm really, really excited to see what you are able to achieve. And Christoph, do you have anything to add to that?
Yeah, I would like to use my last sentences to really outline once more what happened with Trash for Cash. Starting in 2019 with an idea in Germany, to really be now, today in 2026, United Nations funded project with the machinery, with even more process steps in the supply chain they can do on their own. They're not so dependent on Lusaka and bigger firms. And this is just really so cool to see what a youth exchange with people that really put their minds around the topic can create. And I'm still so happy to be part of it and to see where the journey goes. And I'm so confident that many more projects will come out of this collaboration of Environment Africa and TEDESOM, and hopefully also DAXA. So yeah, happy to be still part of it. I will definitely be back in Zambia one day to see how the development will be. And it's cool to see that these actors of change, which the Trash for Cash youth really are, did their way. It's good to see, and to have this now manifested in a podcast episode is also something we can be really proud of.
No, definitely. It's been wonderful hearing about Trash for Cash, and great to give it a platform on this podcast. Thank you both so much for joining me, and I look forward to seeing what the future holds for Trash for Cash.
Danke schön. Sikomo.
And that brings us to the end of this episode of DAXA's Network Talk podcast. A huge thank you once again to Levy and Christoph for joining me today and sharing such inspiring insights into the story behind Trash for Cash. It's just been incredible to hear how a youth exchange project sparked an idea that has since grown into a thriving social business, creating jobs, supporting communities, and also driving environmental change. And what really stood out to me throughout this conversation is the power of collaboration, not just companies and organizations, but across cultures, generations, and continents. Trash for Cash is clearly proof that when young people are given the opportunity, support, and trust to lead, they really can create a real and lasting impact. And again, it's also a reminder that sustainability is not only about protecting the environment, but it's also about empowering people, building communities, and creating opportunities for the future, which is what DAX's Corporate Citizen Plus is all about. So thank you again to my guests, and of course, thank you all for listening. If you enjoyed this episode of DAX's Network Talk, then please make sure to subscribe so you don't miss future conversations exploring the people, ideas, and initiatives shaping DAX's global network. Until next time, I'm Charlotte Goldstone. Thanks for listening and goodbye.